Train show season has officially come to an end, but next year's train show season was just announced. We're going to talk about train shows. Don't go anywhere. For another episode of Dubkur Depot, the official podcast of Dubkur Media. My name is Kirk Orndorff, the owner and founder of Dubkur Media. We're here to have a good time. We're here to talk trains. We're here to, in this particular case, we're here to talk train shows. But Dubkur Media, you know, newer company. We mostly do railroad videos, got some calendars, got some future projects on the way, and we're making a push, you know, where we're trying to get the name known. We're trying to get out there. We've got a growing web presence, and be sure to head over to the socials and follow us. You know, we got the Facebook page, the Instagram page, we got the YouTube channel. So go ahead, give those a follow, a subscribe. Head over to Dubkur Depot fan group on Facebook. That's where we'll have polls, we'll have questions, share photos, share updates on both the company and the show. All sorts of things coming down the road. You know, we've got big ideas, and it's time to try to execute on some of those. So we're excited about what we're doing. We're excited about what we've got coming. And but for this episode, we've got to look back at to what we just did this past winter. As I mentioned, the train show season just came to an end, and we went to several shows. I like to think of train show season as kind of mid-October to mid-April. There are a few scraggling shows that do not fit into those time frames. You know, the NMRA National Show is one of those. The Sherman Hill Train Show in Cheyenne is one of those. There were a couple Festival of Trains last year that didn't fall into it. So there are a few stragglers, but otherwise, you know, that kind of fall, winter, very early spring months are kind of when the bulk of the train shows happen. And, you know, we kind of went all over the place, this past year. I believe it was 14 train shows. We'll find out here as the episode goes along, but, the whole reason this thing kind of got brought up is because the Great Train Show, which is kind of a traveling group of train shows, they announced their schedule for the winter for 26-27, and we'll take a look at that here. Just real quick, we don't want to dwell too much on it, but August 22nd, 23rd is the first shows they announced in Belleville, Illinois. October 3rd and 4th, they're going to be in Del Mar, California. October 10th and 11th, Shakopee, Minnesota. October 24th, 25th, you got Waterford, Michigan. November 28th, 29th, Collinsville, Illinois. December 5th and 6th is going to be in Scottsdale, Arizona. December 12th and 13th is East Moline, Illinois, and Pleasanton, California. December 19th and 20th is Ventura, California. January 2nd and 3rd, we got Kansas City, Missouri, and Boise, Idaho. January 9th and 10th is Columbus, Ohio, and Ridgefield, Washington. January 16th, 17th is Novi, Michigan. And, I'm going to botch this. I apologize. Puyallup, Washington. January 23rd, 24th, St. Charles, Missouri, and Kennewick, Washington. February 6th and 7th, you have Tulsa, Oklahoma, and Costa Mesa, California. February 13th and 14th is Indianapolis, Indiana. February 20th, 21st is Sacramento, California. February 27th, 28th is Little Rock, Arkansas, and Albuquerque, New Mexico. March 6th and 7th is Girard, Ohio, and Vallejo, California. March 13th, 14th is Des Moines, Iowa, and Reno, Nevada. March 20th and 21st is Fort Wayne, Indiana, and Lancaster, California. And then their schedule wraps up for the 26-27 year season, I guess. I don't know. It's not a sporting event, but it ends in Ohio at the Greene County Expo Center. And these are just the Great Train shows. That we're not affiliated in any way with the Great Train Show. It's just they happen to announce all of their shows this past week. You know, the Festival of Trains has a couple dates announced for December. It's actually one of those is Scottsdale, the very same that we just saw on the Great Train Show. So it looks like those two will be combined for that weekend. So actually, we're pretty excited about that one. They're doing their second annual Wichita the following weekend. There are some of the big national shows. You know, you've got the Train Fest and the OKC Train Show are both going to be in November. We're going to try to get to the Albuquerque show that's also in November. So we've got kind of plans to do a lot of shows here this winter and fall. And as always, you know, go to our website where we actually have our show schedule, and that's kind of one of the more updated things that we have on our website. Because, well, I'm just not as on top of it as I should be. It happens. But anyway, so I thought now let's take a look back at the shows that I did during the 25-26 show season. And, you know, I think the Colorado RPM starts just a little before that, you know, with being September 27th, 28th. That's kind of a real small show in Greeley, Colorado. They're trying to grow it. This was kind of the first real one that they had done. They are the 2026 one is going to be in mid October. That was a conflict with the venue, but moving forward though, the Colorado Model Railroad Museum wants to host that event in late September every year. Kind of right at the start of the quote unquote show season. But, Then after that, though, we really started traveling. The first show that we went to was in Shakopee, Minnesota. That was it's a nice venue. We actually did fairly well at it. You know, we sold a lot of the Duluth, Mesabi, and Iron Range trilogies up there. Naturally, what we're going to find out is that, you know, some of the local places, a lot of people like their local railroads, and so a lot of the videos that I sell happen to be local to them. I personally would be the opposite. I would like to see stuff that I don't normally get to see, but I completely understand though. I'm not gonna knock on somebody for getting videos of their local stuff. But on the way up there, we spent a day rail fanning the Dakota and Iowa. Had a nice chase between Dell Rapids, South Dakota, which is just north of Sioux Falls, and chased it to Hayward, Iowa, just kind of opposite side of the state line. They were a very appropriately named railroad. They cross over the state line a few times. They're right there along the river. It's a scenic area. It's a cool railroad to chase. As we left Sioux Falls, though, we actually happened to catch a rare Ellis and Eastern move. They were pulling a car out of storage, and so they were actually on Ellis and Eastern trackage as opposed to being a CEF trackage, which is what they kind of normally run on. And then after that, we got to Shakopee and had a pretty decent show there. Our following weekend was in Milwaukee at Train Fest. So to kind of spend that week in between, you know, as opposed to driving 15 hours home and then turning around, driving 15 hours back, we just stayed up there. We rail fanned the Wisconsin and Southern, kind of based ourselves out of Madison, and, I was a little surprised at how little the railroad actually runs. But, you know, we were able to turn that into a pretty decent weekend, or a pretty decent week, rather. And then made our way Friday over towards the other side of Wisconsin. Had a really good show at Train Fest. We had our second best show ever that particular weekend. And, you know, that's ultimately the goal, is we want to get the name out there. We want to get the products out there. We had several people come up and say, hey, we had seen you at the show last year, because TrainFest 2024 was kind of the first show I had really traveled to outside the region, where if I had been working, I would have had to have taken days off. So that was kind of really the first one. And then TrainFest 2025, I had several people come up and you know, compliment the videos that they had purchased the year before and bought more, and had a few people come up and oh yeah, you know, the typical, oh, I've never heard of you. And well, there's a reason that you haven't heard of me. It's because I haven't done this before. So it's, it was a good show for me. I really enjoyed it. You know, I heard that the attendance was actually down from 2024, but the people's spending was way up. So it was a good show, overall. The following week was in Wichita, Kansas. It was at the Festival of Trains. On the way there, I decided to follow the Marceline sub that runs between Fort Madison, Iowa and Kansas City, Missouri. Did really well there. I didn't quite get what I needed for a DVD, but we'll get to that. Don't leave me here. So the Festival of Trains in Wichita, the Festival of Trains it's a newer startup. This was the first annual that they had done there. It was unfortunately the same weekend as the local RPM that they do, the Central Kansas RPM. So that took a lot of people away from the show. It took people away from each other's shows. But, you know, it was still a good show for us. I think it was the number one show I've ever had in terms of gaining an online following. I think I wound up getting like 20 new subscribers at that show, which is, you know, my average is about anywhere between 5 and 10. So to basically double it, it was a really good show for me there. The sales were about what I figured they would be, given that it's a lot of families, it's a lot of kids, kind of the premier draw, if you will, at these Festival of Trains is the Big Thomas ride. But they also have layouts that are there. They do have vendors there. It's he's trying to grow them. You know, each one that I've been to has been better with that. So I think that's something that's really good moving forward. Decided then after that show to come home between that and Oklahoma City, the OKC train show. And that wound up being a really good decision, because in the middle of that week, we had the big Northern Lights Aurora Borealis hit the country, and it was visible in all 50 states. I was able to go with a friend of mine to southern Wyoming, specifically Tie Siding, West Hermosa, for those who are railroaders. That's where the big famous signal bridge is. We've posted our video of 4014 going under those signal bridges, and it was an absolute remarkable night. It was real dark out. The skies were crystal clear. The Northern Lights, the Aurora, was so bright that we could actually see them moving with the naked eye. And for those who have seen the Northern Lights, you know that that's not exactly an easy accomplishment. So it was absolutely terrific. And, you know, we have zero regrets with that one. But then it was time to go to the Oklahoma City train show, the OKC train show, where we were set up next to our friends at Midwest Model Railroad. It's not the first time we've been set up next to them. So, you know, we had some fun back and forth, some jovial good times. And the sales weren't quite what I thought they would be, but they were still pretty decent. It wound up being a good show, a lot, you know, some more publicity. There were some really cool layouts and stuff that were up. You know, Midwest Model Railroad, they had a reel that they posted that got like 5 million views just that weekend. I don't know what it's at now, but it completely went viral. There was an N-scale layout there where part of it was T-track. For those who know, T-track is kind of the one little module that sits on the table. And then there was a Helix that went up to Fremo, and Fremos are a lot taller, and there's no sides. It's less rigid. That was a really cool layout. I thought that was just awesome, and looking forward to getting back there again this next year. We did have a week off in between. We were supposed to do another Festival of Trains, but that one got canceled due to unforeseen circumstances. Then that leaves us with Thanksgiving. And then the weekend of Thanksgiving is the fall version of the Rocky Mountain Train Show. That is the one that is in Loveland, Colorado, as opposed to in Denver, for those who go to the spring one, which is in Denver. This is run by the same people. You know, it's much smaller. It's a little more swap meet, a little more of a swap meet type feel. This was the best one we've had in a while, though, in terms of the fall version of the show. You know, and I'd like to get to Collinsville, Illinois at some point, but with it being the weekend of Thanksgiving and the same weekend as our, you know, the one in our backyard, that might make it a little difficult to get out to that one, regardless, unless, of course, one of those two shows changes their weekend, which is possible. You never know. Future is the future. We'll get there when we get there. But so then the following weekend, the weekend after, was the Festival of Trains in Scottsdale, Arizona. And this one was again, real similar to Wichita. We got a lot of YouTube following. You know, the kids are really drawn to the screens that are playing the videos. And of course, the parents come up right behind them. And the parents do a really good job of keeping kids from touching stuff, and for the most part. And, you know, that when they make the comment, we love watching YouTube videos. And it's, oh, well, hey, this one's my channel playing right here. And that's usually a pretty good way to get some subscribers. And also, that was a really cool facility. It was at Westworld, I believe. It was in the smaller, the newer venue. Next year's show will be at the larger venue. So, and that's, as we mentioned earlier, kind of combined with the Great Train Show. And then after that show was actually over, we were tearing down and got a really cool flyover from the Air Force base that is right nearby. I mean, the closest I have ever been to some of these aircraft. And that was just really, really awesome. Then we had a couple weeks off. It's like, oh my gosh, what is this? You know, where we had a couple weekends off. And but right as the new year started, we went to the Great Train Show in Kansas City. Again, it was another good show. I thought we did really well there. You know, the Great Train Shows are more modelers, whereas the festivals are more kind of general public. So it's kind of two different markets coming together into some of these. And so the Great Train Shows had more sales. The festivals would have more YouTube or online following, good connections and stuff. Either way, at both of these types of shows. So the sales were there in Kansas City. You know, we sold a lot of the KCS videos. You know, if we look back at some of the shows, you know, the number one selling video in Milwaukee was the CNW. The number one selling video in Wichita was, ironically, from the Cumbres and Toltec. The number one from Oklahoma City was the Kansas City Southern. The number one in Loveland was the Cumbres and Toltec. One of the videos from the Cumbres and Toltec. We have three videos on the Cumbres and Toltec. One of them on the rotary, one of them on a triple header, and one of them on the Victorian Iron Horse Roundup. We've done that already. Described what all the programs were. And then in Scottsdale, the number one video was the BNSF Across Arizona. And so, I mean, you know, everybody just kind of loves their own local areas. It's crazy. And so Kansas City, the number one selling video was the Kansas City Southern, and naturally. And then we had two weekends off. We pretty much have to. We have two family birthdays in the middle of January. I've got a family birthdays every single month from August through February. So it's some of these weekends I have to skip because there are family birthday parties. And January, we have two birthdays on the same day. My youngest nephew and my younger sister both have birthdays on the same day. So we avoided doing the shows in the middle of January, but then that led us to the big one, which was the trip out east to the Amherst show in West Springfield, Massachusetts. This is the biggest show in the country. This is by invite only, and we were very fortunate to get a very good spot. We wound up being next to White Rose Hobbies, which had people buying at their tables just constantly. We were actually in the view of one of the virtual rail fan cameras. So as it was pan over, we were front and center. You could actually watch our videos from that camera if it had just stayed on us. which it did. And it was panning and rotating, which I completely understand. And so Saturday was a really good day. Sunday, well, you know, Sunday. Anytime you get 18 inches of snow in the middle of a show, the sales aren't going to be there. Now, we did have a couple sales on Sunday. I mean, it wasn't a complete and total bust. Also, we've got the fun stories to tell from it. You know, I was basically by myself on an island out there. I actually stayed set up all the way to the end of the show. I mean, not even the NMRA booth stayed up open till the end of the show. So it kind of became a little bit of a running joke that my table was up and there was no tables anywhere around it that were still up. Then the weekend after that was in Timonium, Maryland. Timonium is a suburb of Baltimore. That show was okay. The sales weren't real great on Saturday. Did have several calendars get sold on Sunday. Good connections though. We had a short a tourist line was behind us. We had Jimmy's Trains. He does lots of funny animations and stuff for any scale layout. He was next to us there, and Historical Society out to the left of us, and really actually a lot of good connections were made at that show. It just, you know, I've never really heard of it. It was one of those where we just looked at the Spring Creek website and, oh, well, Spring Creek Model Trains goes there after Amherst, so I guess we'll go there after Amherst. And you have somebody at the Timonium show to thank for the reason why we don't haggle anymore at shows. Some guy decided he wanted to ask us if we would take $5 a DVD, and the answer to that question is no. So we are officially done haggling at shows. We will get signage up that says all prices are final, no offer, no special offers. Because up until that point, you know, if somebody's like, hey, you know, could we get 3 for $50 instead of 3 for $60? That's a reasonable haggle, and I would consider. Now, obviously, sales tax would probably apply, which would bump it up from 50, but it happens. So that was kind of the big takeaway from Timonium. Then the weekend after that was a great train show in Indianapolis, and that was another really good show. You know, lots of cool layouts, lots of N scale that was there. We wound up buying, there was somebody selling a collection. It was a guy's collection, and he had his own private railroad, I guess. And so he had a ton of undecorated cars or cars that he had stripped the paint off of. And so and they were only listed at $5 a piece. So I went over there with a nice little wad of cash and brought those home, and they've since been painted and are waiting for decals. Because I mean, that's part of the modeling hobby is painting and decaling your own stuff. And it's a fun aspect of the hobby. It's a part of the hobby that people don't really get into, I don't think, as much as they should. But then we had a couple weeks off. You know, I got my mom's birthday is towards the end of February. And then my dad and I actually went to Florida to railfan the U.S. Sugar, which I mentioned in a previous episode. That was actually really fun. That's a really neat operation down there. Had a couple more weeks off. And then went to, we had three shows kind of in a bam, bam, bam type of thing. One of those was the Nebraska, Iowa Railroaders Historical or Railroading Model Society, local model railroad club in Omaha and Council Bluffs. The show is at the Papillion Fieldhouse, Landing Fieldhouse, which is a really cool facility in its own right. It's actually indoor sporting event stuff. And so the train show actually takes place out on the soccer field. And that's, it's unique. It's usually very warm in there. So I was wearing shorts, which, you know, looked really funny to those people for tear down, because by the time it was time to tear down on Sunday afternoon, the snow was blowing straight sideways, and we actually had to stay in Omaha another day because of I-80 was closed westbound between Omaha and Lincoln. So we didn't get real far, and we just used Monday to drive home as opposed to doing it Sunday after the show, because we are close enough that, you know, I didn't leave here till Friday morning, go set up, and then come back on Sunday night. But because of the road being closed, we couldn't. The weekend after that was Des Moines. Another great train show. And that one was, I thought, another really good show for us. We sold a ton of copies of our Iowa Northern video. And kind of what we've figured out while we were doing the Iowa Northern video is that there are no copies. Nobody did a video anywhere on the Iowa Northern. So technically we are the only ones who have one. Now Plutz Express did do an Iowa Short Lines video, which has a little bit of the Iowa Northern in it. But as far as we know, as far as anybody told me at the show, I'm the only one who has a dedicated program on the Iowa Northern. So that was something that was really cool to learn there. The Friday night after setup, the show was right across the street from the hockey arena. So I actually went to an AHL hockey game that night. $16 for the ticket, and it was a really fun time. You know, I sat near some really fun people. We had a lot of good times, good chatting, good laughing, and all that fun stuff that comes with going to a hockey game when you have no stake in either of the teams that we're playing. That said, if the Colorado Eagles had been playing in that game, though, I would have been fully decked out in blue and yellow. That would have been really good. I thought it would have been funny, but. I do realize you are in a opposing team's territory, but it was a cool atmosphere, cool game. Fans really need to get more excited when their team scores a goal. I was surprised by that. And then we had a week off, and then it was Easter, and then it was time for the big Rocky Mountain Train Show in Denver. And this show, historically, you know, the crowds have been getting bigger, the sales have been going up, and I don't know what it was this year. The sales weren't as high as they have been in the past, and heard that from other people too. But I mean, there were people in my booth absolutely constantly. I didn't eat lunch on Saturday until almost 3:00. That should tell you how busy I was at my booth. But that was the show where we released this podcast. So we got a really good good feedback on that particular subject. And a lot of people were stating how excited they were, and they were looking forward to seeing where the podcast goes. And, you know, we are too. And so that was kind of that for our show in Denver. A couple shows after that, there was a Festival of Trains in Oklahoma City that we were unable to attend due to family stuff. There was a show in New Braunfels, Texas, suburb of San Antonio, I believe. And I heard it was decent. But that's that. And that kind of was the wrap up of 25, 26 train shows. And, you know, we do have some coming up, though. We were planning on going to the Sherman Hill Train Show in Cheyenne. We're planning on going to the NMRA National Show. This year it's in Chattanooga. Next year it's going to be in Tacoma, Washington. And we'll start evaluating what shows we want to go to here this upcoming winter. We'll get to those in a little bit, but the magic clock is telling us it's time to head out. We want to thank you for sticking with us this long. Head to our website to go find out. We've got our entire list of shows that we're planning to go to on there. And like I said, it's kind of the one that I update the most. You know, I've got two programs that aren't even on the website yet, and I've had them out for 3 months. So, I don't update the website like I should, but we're getting there. We're getting to that point. And, anyway, head over to if you're on Facebook, head over to the Dub Kerr Depot fan group, be sure to join. And we'll, like I said, we'll have, lots of stuff coming there. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, head over to YouTube, subscribe. If you haven't, you can become a member to see some of our full-length programs. Otherwise, thank you for sticking with us, and maybe we'll see you trackside.